Okay, here we are beginning today. Perek Chamishi.
Halacha Aleph.
Tosefes Ma'aseh Sheni. Shloshis Yemei Hagmola. Tovshin Samach Beit. Kerem Ravai Mesaminoto Bekezuzo Shel Adoma. In order to avoid people accidentally taking from a Kerem Ravai, so we make, which of course is also Kibarat Pindin, as Pindin is Ma'aseh Sheni, which is why it's in this professor. We make a simon around the Kerem Ravai with a little chunk of hardened ground. We put around it to show that this is an area that's not meant to be taken.
The first year, tree.
A vineyard.
Two
We will see about Kerem Ravai, why it's called Kerem Ravai, whether it's been a net or why it's been a son. We'll be talking about it later. To show Orla, if you have an area that's Orla, so then you mark it with Keres. We'll see the Gemara, why Keres, why it's in the Shaladama. Show Kivore, if you want to mark off graves that people shouldn't be Yishal to become Tame by accident, you mark it with whitewash. If you take seed, you mix it with water, and you pour it over the area. On the Shemin Yom Leo, when you mark Kerem Ravai or Kerem Ravaiva, that's Dr. B'Shviyas. Because in Shviyas, there is in fact a heter for people to go there and to eat it, so we want people from others also to eat. Ava B'Shar Shnei Shavuot. Any other time in which people are going to be taking, they're going to be stealing. If they're going to be stealing, let them drop dead. Aliteo the Rosh Aviyamot. Pour it down his throat and let him drop dead. If you want, well, we got to help him steal, but he should know he's eating kosher. If he wants to steal, let him eat kosher.
If there's a man with a field, he's stuck in a field. He can walk to the corner of the town and get the water. So he catches something in the field,
it's
for them, you know.
Fine, it's your problem. It's up to you. But you're not going to worry about him. You want to find him. We're saying there's no din of tion the way there is by tion for tinuim, people that are tenua, and they're very careful. They don't want anybody to get shot because of them, even though they're stealing from them. They put the money down, and they say, "Come, you'll tap me then, mechulah on ma'otayelu. Anything that will be taken from my field should be mechulah on this money." And that way, the ganavim at least get to eat kosher food. Wouldn't want people eating trade for food when they steal from you. Says the Gemara, "Kerem Ravai, zuzah shal ravi, my nitni Kerem Ravai on neta Ravai." Wherever we have a mishnah, we talked about Ravai. Are we supposed to be that Kerem Ravai or Neta Ravai? Meaning, is the din of the fourth year, is that said basket on a Kerem, or is it said on any type of tree? Neta means a plant, a Netia. Kesher Netia, like a sapling. So, how do we say it? So, in other words, is it a din on everything, or is it a din basket on grapes? On Malon Tukun Shalom Rabitakrava. You can go ask, and you go out and ask the Yitzchak Rava, who was basically the Bachantle Kol Matnita. I was mafkin with him, meaning I was ma'ayin with him into all of these Mishnayot, and we got clearly what the halachas are and what the gersolos are. You can ask him all of your questions about Dinim of Ravai. Not the Vishalim. They went out and they asked Yitzchak Rava, Omar Long. So he said like this, "Kadmaya Kerem Ravai." All of the opening Mishnah, you're supposed to say Kerem Ravai. But Tinyane, the later Mishnah, it says Meta Ravai. Exactly the way we have the Girsa over here. Because the halacha is really that it's Meta Ravai. In other words, that the din of the fourth year produce is true about anything. However, the various things where it says Kerem Ravai is in fact limited to Kerem Ravai, so that the din of marking is a din in a vineyard, not in a tree. the din of the Karam Ravoy that you're supposed to bring it up Yerushalayim, we'll see in the Mishnah, is also only because of the relationship of wine to the Chiyuv of bringing wine for Nisachi. And so there are Mishnayot that it should say Karam Ravoy, but the din is that it's true, the halacha of fourth year produce is true even of Neser Ravoy. Now, Tani Karam Ravoy Mitzayin Nasot the Kizuzos Adama. We use Adama, why? Shuhu L'sha'ah. So we don't need a very long term marker over here because Neser Ravoy has a tendency to be different than the 50th. So therefore, okay, fine, you say it'll be washed away. So by the time it's washed away, it'll be the next year. So it doesn't matter. Now, anything when it comes to Orla, by Orla, we want to have it B'charsit over there, the Chibra, white cheret. Shuhu Yotermika. The Orla lasts for 3 years, so you need something that's going to last for 3 years to market. Shokvarot, the seed. Kvarot, we need to have a permanent market. So, I mean, we want to use something that it will last as long as it possibly can. And that's the seed, Shuyotermika. That's even longer than that. So, you have the Kalakat and Shaul. Imahayu Yechidot. Now, if you have vines, that is not a keren, just a single vine. So over there, you can't put around it kizuzot, like you do around the border of a field, but you can toledem ozmei chaviyot. Put on the vine the plastic bags, essentially, as a marker. Which is why all of the, you know, by all of the quarries, they got mixed up. They thought the plastic bags was for the quarries and the seed was for the orla. Yeah. It's taken from the Tibetan prayer wheels, idiots. Yeah, see, I get it. Tibetans, they put these prayer wheels, and every time the wheel turns, it's like the prayer is said automatically, you know. So these Mr. Goyim Jews, they write their prayers, put them in plastic bags, and every time the bag weighs, it's like you said, the field.
What was the wrap it on a tree.
They wrap on a tree by the kever. So I'm saying, obviously, they got mixed up over here. The din is marking a kever, the seed is marking a gef and yechidi and metra avari with the plastic bag.
What was the
wrap for those bags? Well, leather bags. Well, the same idea.
That was the Tibetan
thing? It's a Tibetan thing.
I know,
it's all religions are the same, whatever, you know. The religious people thing, I have no idea. There's no longer Sephardim and Ashkenazim, it's just religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for the Buddhists. It was good for the Shintoists. Son of Rabbi Chalapta ben Shoah. Listen, I don't think anybody else has found any limud chutz for them. At least I found a Mishnah. Rabbi Zeira boy, lovely man amrinan, kol echad v'echad, l'fi mashehu. There are many things that we're supposed to, as we'll see, many things that you're supposed to mark on some level. So why does the Mishnah list the things that we have to mark? I mean, why is it specifically talk about these three things as if they are unique? Let's say, Nilanshul Hagdash, for instance. So we learn in a bride, the din of a Nilanshul Hagdash, so clean out all the secrets. You're supposed to mark it with red dye. Bote Avodizara. Matachmim otam b'pchamim. You're supposed to go ahead and put on, like charcoal, mark it with black, like to show that it's already burned and it's useless. Bayit Menugah. You put on it Efer Mikla. You burn the mikla on it and you mark it also to show that you're not allowed to be nenef on it. Mokom Harug Bedam. Somebody's found murder. So and over there the din is that you have to bring the egla from. And so the way that you measure it is to the place where it's marked with blood. The Mokamedra Arufa, you put around it, and over there it's Osir. That place is Osir, it says Lo Yizara. So you have to mark it with a belt of Avonim around it. So...
Before they had the tape.
Before they had the tape, right. That's interesting. That's right. Now they use the police tape, that yellow tape stuff. By the way, why would we use Sikra? Because Chosh Lomar Shemet Yilin Shumanabu Perotavu. What kind of marking is that? I mean, why wouldn't somebody just assume that that means that this is a tree that's dropping its fruit? Lo Kein Tani, doesn't it say that? That Yilin Shumanabu Perotavu, Sokrinato Besikra, you're supposed to paint it with red paint so that people should know about it and they'll daven for it. Umat'ininoto Avanim. And then you take loads of avon and you put it on the tree to make it heavy, and that way it gets better. And mivatina le diava, what we're afraid of is that if the reason it's dropping its fruit is because it's very virile. So it's so virile that it's dropping its fruit. Putting in too much energy into its fruit. It's like somebody who's overly sexually excited. This tree is just, you know, dropping its marrow, so to speak. So what we do is we weaken it. How do we weaken the tree? We make it carry alone. So mevatina layer, we weaken him. The avat, because we want it to make peros, not to keep dropping its peros, right? So how do you know that the mark is a mark of hegdish and not a mark to show you that this is a tree that needs a refuah and you should bow for it? Says the Gemara, because Taman Deloya Kirpur, Ramahaki, the other Fashi over there, we're going to put the mark on it so that it shouldn't drop its peros. By thinking over here, we put it Lakatila there. Before it even starts putting out pears, it's a young tree, so anybody can see this tree is too young anyway to be dropping its fruit. Well, because of that, they'll all know that it must be that it's an Arla tree. I mean, after all, that it's a Hedges tree. With Yonabar, Loma Leinan Amrin, Achut Bachucho Sikra, Zechlam is bare. Why don't we answer a simple chat? We should say that when it comes to Hegdesh, we mark it with a Chutzal Sikra, because the Chutzal Sikra was used as the halfway mark on the Mizbeach. So anybody who looks at it, immediately, oh, this is something that's Hegdesh, it belongs to the Mizbeach. Okay? And then the other thing is, it's fine we poured red on it, right? And that would be easy for us to know the difference between Hegdesh and between a marker that's there for dropping its fruit, like it says about the Chutzal Sikra. Yitzanin and Taman, Chutzal Sikra Chogro Ben, Salatin, Leilamin, El Yalim, and Damim, Atakhtani. We make a mark on the Mizbeach also for this purpose. Tell you, Rebbe Chia, so Tzinat of the Sikra, Hegdesh. Rebbe Chia says that by Hegdesh, in fact, we put the word Hegdesh Besikra on it. That's really the truth. So that there's no question whatsoever. One is a mark. On the tree in red, we write the word Hegdesh. I mean, it doesn't mean we mark it down with the color. But the color is no question. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Gamliel said the same halacha. This is Rabbi Yossi referring back to the din of Gemara, which is that you're not mechuyev to take off ma'aser from something that you give to the pundakit that you have, who's going to be cooking your fruit, and you're chayshish that she's going to be switching it for you. So Rabbi Yossi said, okay, if she wants to switch it, let her drop that. I've got to worry about her that she should have now. I think if we say ma'aser shunotein la, that's shunoto imena. That he has to take away both the ma'aser that you give, the parish that you give, they have to take away ma'aser, and the parish that you take back from her. Rabbi Yossi says, we don't have to. And Rabbi Shimon Magal says the same thing over here. Kabbad Rabbi Yossi, Omer, ain't on the Akhra'im, Lerama'im. King Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Ramayim, I mean, aren't they both saying that somebody wants to do Isser? Why should I have to be metakein life for him so that he can live his Isser, doing his Isser without worrying about the Isser as Moshe? That's not my business. The same thing over here, let him eat Kerem Ravoy. What do I care? He doesn't care about his own life. I can't care more about him than he cares for himself. I can't, and it's worse than that, because it also defines morality downward. You know, when you have a shiloh like this, it's very much in modern times, should you give out condoms to children in high school? Exactly the same issue. And the mice of the childhood children have these questions. There wasn't going to be a cop as bad as Shaila, for instance, whether Bezdin should give a hechsher on the whores in the city, that they're not needed. Because they have places where like all of the yeshiva guys were going to this brothel. You know, that women that were needed, So some wanted that at least let's make sure they go to the mikveh. The question, how is Ela Rosh of Yomos based on it? God wants to do that, so stop that. We're not gonna define morality downward to give you a way that, well, at least I shouldn't be sleeping with a needed. There's anything over here, but so I'll be mistaken for it. If you want to steal, don't worry about it, it's not so bad. It's worse than some, I can't do more for him than he wants to do for himself. We don't do things to encourage and say, well, yeah, we would expect that people would do behavior that's unacceptable. Is that what we don't do? Even though the mice, it's very destructive. I'm not saying that this applies necessarily in the context. Obviously, over there, we want to avoid pregnancy, and there's a separate issue. Okay, but the idea that we should do things that encourage people to do experience, that's not. Now, Mistabra, that Rabbi Yossi, it's more reasonable. Instead of saying, they mom say the same thing, Rabbi Yossi, who says, I don't care about my parents, would certainly be moto over here that they mom is stealing. I mean, over there, the shot is, I'm giving it to her to cook for me. So, if the guy's mom is going to steal, I'm certainly not going to be interested in fixing his Kerem Ravoy for the stealer. But Rav Shem Ramiel, maybe he's not motivated for Rav Yossi. Because Rav Yossi's motive for Rav Ramiel, look, certainly we're not outgrowing the Ramoyim in this case, but Rav Shem Ramiel could time him, you're giving her the field. You're giving her the parrot. And the halach is that a chaver is not motzi mitachat yado, davar sheino metukan. If you're handing it to her to cook for you, so then it's not right to give something, even if it was for you. In other words, even not to be cautious that she's going to steal it. What you have in your research is we metachin immediately. And once it gets out of your hand, anybody should know anything that came from my house, 100% kosher. That's a separate issue. So over there I can understand that it's not defining morality in any way at all. By the way, where do we know that there's an Indian to see to it that we mark a keter? Says Rabbi Rasha, Rav Yaakov, Barbat Yaakov, B'shem, Rav Chunya, the Balkhavri, Rav Yossi Amar Lo, that it was actually Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, the same Rabbi Hananya, the Bras Chavi, and Rabbi Yecheskel and Rabbi Uziel, Brother Kunya, the Bras Chavi, the same Rabbi Kunya, the Bras Chavi. So there's a little bit of confusion over here, the name of the person, the name of the place. But in any event, the Raya is from the Pasuk by Mitzorah. It says, Tabei Tabei Nikra, which means that the Tuma is supposed to be calling out in advance and warning you, Hatuma Korela Bafia Vomer Locha, approach. So over here too, when you mark the seed, it's giving the Tuma a mouth, so to speak, to tell you, approach. Rabbi Yilav, Hashem Rabbi Shmuel Barabnach, and so says the parish. Ba'ovrim Ba'aret, this is by Mechemes Gog Magog, so they should go around the country, V'ra'a Etzem Adam, it says wherever
they would find the remains of these soldiers that were killed in the Mekan of the Gargamel, they would build a tzion. Mikanshim, it's Sayin, Allah Samot. From here you see that you'd have to put up a tzion wherever there's an etzim. When it says, so there it says etzim. When it says Adam, you see that you put a tzion on Shidron and Gogelet. When it says Bana, Mikanshim, it's Sayin, Al Evan Kavua. The mashmah, the Bana, is that it's on something that is connected to the ground. That's Tom. It has to be a marker that is, that's not going to move. Im omer atatusha af yolechet metamei v'makom acher. As a matter of fact, if it's something that's movable, you're going to make things worse, because if they rolled somewhere else, and now people think that there was tumah over there, so somebody accidentally went there, will be mazik himself with tumah, will burn his tyrus, and so on and so on, it's going to be marka tumah. So that's crazy. It's just tumah, it's not a svara, it's clear, that you can't have it. Etzlo means you don't put it on the Mokum Tumah. You put it next to it in the Mokum Tara so that there's room before you actually hit the Mokum Tumah. You put it around it, because otherwise by the time somebody realizes that he's done it, he's already coming, and you want to prevent the Tumah from happening. Not just letting him know that it happened, because that'll destroy his prayers and so on. Tzion, you come with Tzion. Here, you see. The lesson of Tzion means that there's a halakha of Mitzayinim. Okay? That's the fairish. Tony, Matza Evan Achat, you see that? Alpha Pijay Mekayinim came, Amayil Alea Tameh, and Yomer made Mitzayin, Haya, Notun Tachka. It says like this. Somebody who finds one Evan, that's Mitzayin. But even though the Maisa, that's not the way that it would normally be in Mikuyam, because it says Bana Alea, right, and we only find over here one Evan. But probably, even though normally we don't put it on the tumah, we build around the tumah, as we say. But since we only see one Evan, so with one Evan, he couldn't have put it around the tumah. Our only understanding is that he must have put it on the tumah. So that means this guy didn't do it properly. Maybe this is all he had, or maybe all the time, or the interest that he had. In which case, you'd have to be chayish that it itself is tumah, and already what's under it, not next to it, is tumah. Maybe you find a circle, the stones themselves are tumah, and then behind the stones is tumah. So if you only find one stone, then you have to be chayish that this stone is on the Mokum Tumah itself, not where it should be. That's what it says, after you've the kind of offer, that's not the way we're supposed to do it. But apparently that's what he did. So on the owner, mate, it must be that there was actual mate over here that was Mitzion, and therefore, it's coming. Others have a gear to mate, not Mitzion, but mate Mikumat. Mate Mikumat means there was a mate that was crushed over here, that's compressed. In other words, what's left is the remains, all the remains are sitting under this heaven. It depends. Sometimes the mate is kind of Makoma, but if it's a path of a robin, then it's moved to the side. We're going to talk about it. How you shine. Let's say that there were two stones now, and there's a distance between the stones. So then, in the finale, then we understand that a ma'il al ayam is tall if you go on top of those stones, then you're tar. But between those stones, then, on top of the stones you're tar, because the stones are away from the mate. It's between the stones that you're tar, because as we saw before, you're supposed to put the stones away from the tumah, not on the tumah. Hayacharush ben atayim, if somebody has now plowed between them, in which case it can't be, and the plows up the ground, it can't be that there's a mate between them, then we view each stone as a separate stone, which is a coincidental that there are two markers over here, but not that these two markers are on a single mate, and then our aim to yichidot, so each one of those evan is like one evan, and it's beneath it that the tumah is, not between it. So then, Beinehem is in fact tahor, but svivot dehem tameh, it's underneath that heaven itself that becomes tameh. Tony, ein mitzayin al habasar, shavah yitat al habasar. If you don't have any etzem, there's only basar hameh,
don't put a simon on it, because the basar will probably just disappear when it decays, and you'll be left with a marker that's going to be there forever, and people are going to say that there's two men here, they're going to end up being Mitami Tyrus. And we don't want to be martyred, you know? Okay? So, Mamela, Shema Ayyitakela Basar. Rabbi Yossi, Barshinam Bai Kumei Rabbi. Well, this is really going to. Volumim to Matak, Tal Rotum Afri, that's fine. I understand that the problem is that ultimately it will do damage, but suppose it isn't decayed yet, and meanwhile, all the first people that come there, so they assume that it was dark because it wasn't marked, and all of their tyrants are coming. On my leg, you're right. But Mutav Shiat Kasaluko, the Sha'aba, Yat Kasaluko, Lola. We don't want people for years and years burning tyrants. And I'll be okay here. There's a kashash that maybe they'll discover that something became coming while the bus was there, but I'd rather have the long-term tikkun than the short-term tikkun.